Hello, everyone. This is Juanita here with a Sunday afternoon podcast. And this podcast title, as you can see, is What Good Is My Seed If I Don't Eat? Well, welcome to the broadcast. I was thinking on this morning after hearing a young lady's, I guess she was doing a live on Facebook, but it kind of just gave me some clarity and confirmation of the things that have been given to me here at the beginning of the year in my supporting and helping individuals. And, you know, I sit and I think sometime about the many people that I have helped, supported, and planted seeds into. And the seeds that I want to talk about is seeds of support, seeds of knowledge, seeds of education, seeds of help, seeds of guidance, seeds. These are the seeds that I myself plant into individuals that need my services, my help, my coaching, my consultant, you know, services or what have you. And I have had a time to revisit the people that I've helped. And it's been so many of them. And I was thinking, you know, I've helped so many, and how many, and the people that I help, don't get me wrong, I love what I do. I really love what I do. And, you know, I help people get on the right track with their credit, restore their credit. And, you know, I speak to people when I meet them, whether it's, you know, in a grocery store, a restaurant, or what have you. But I've just been given that gift of support and help, okay? Sometimes I used to wonder why I went through so many things at a young age. But all of those things that I went through taught me lessons. And in, you know, learning from those lessons, I've, you know, gotten a chance to meet people that have went through similar, you know, things in their lives that I'm able to interject on or give advice for or what have you. And, you know, I went through a time where, you know, my credit was really, really bad, and I had to make a decision on, you know, how I was going to straighten this out and get this right. And in doing so, you know, I opened up my credit group, Credit Steppers, which is a Facebook group of over 33,000 members. And, you know, I was just led to put together, you know, different tools and resources, and also different informational posts and tips and what have you, to help and encourage and motivate and inspire those individuals who wanted to get their credit repaired or have, you know, take a leap of faith or take a step out there to get their, do their own credit. So it's sort of started off as a DIY platform, but then I've seen that there was still a need, that people had so many questions. We began to offer consultations as well as put together a DIY credit repair guide, so that they would have steps to follow, so they just wouldn't be on this journey and didn't know which way to turn, you know. So just like even in traveling, we all need, you know, a roadmap sometime. A lot of us use our navigations or, you know, the different apps on our phone to direct us and where we need to go and what we need to do. And it's the same with individuals repairing their credit. So they start with the guide. So they have the steps. You have the steps in the guide, our DIY credit repair guide. But then people still get stuck. So then, like I said, we have the 15-minute free consultations. And then if you can't get past that, then we go into the services. So there's something for everybody. If you can't do it yourself, we do offer the credit repair services as well. But however, I'd like to say we have, you know, laid the foundation here, and now I want to go back to the seeds. So I've extended my seeds of help, support, motivation, inspiration, and knowledge, and so forth and so on. And when you plant seeds, okay, anybody that plants seeds know that if you nurture them, water them, tend to them, that they'll grow. So I have planted my seed out there to the individuals. And I look, because I've nurtured in these individuals and I've, you know, watered them, so to speak, and made sure that they grew, made sure that they were able to achieve whatever goal it was that they were trying to achieve with getting their credit repaired. And what I found that my seed that I have planted, you know, what good is it if I don't eat? Okay, so what good is my seed if I don't eat? What good is it to nurture, to uplift, to support, to, you know, put into individuals or anything for that matter, even a business, you know, and not look for anything in return? When we invest into things, people, businesses, or what have you, we should look for a return, okay, in that. And so it just came to me with listening to this other individual's life that I was on the right track when I started doing what I was doing at the beginning of the year, and it was weeding out people. You know how you have to go into a garden and you have to, you know, uproot the bad seeds or weeds or what have you. I began to do that within my group. And also trying to let the people know that they should not feel entitled to this as well. But yet it's a service, it's a platform that, you know, provides the information or the services for them to, you know, live a better life. So in saying all of this, I just wanted to put it out there that when someone invests into you, you know, it's great when you're able to come back and say thank you. But it's even better, it's even more awesome when the person shows their appreciation, okay? So I know that a lot of the members, you know, they have invested into the guide and they invested all this time that they put into repairing their credit. But it's nice to just hear a person thank you, but then also show their appreciation, because it goes hand in hand, you know. And that's something that I taught my children all the time. If somebody helps you, it's great to say, you know, thank you, you know, I appreciate you. But action speaks louder than words. Action speaks louder than words, because people react to actions, okay? And so, you know, just a mere thank you is, like I said, that's great. But it's more awesome to show your appreciation, you know, in sending a card, sending a monetary gift, giving a donation, just to show that you appreciate, you know, what people do for you. Because nobody can just live off of thank you alone, okay? And I don't want this to sound, you know, like I'm coming off as you need to pay me for, you know, repairing your own credit or what have you. But what I'm trying to say is that what good is my seed if I don't eat? What good is it if I just give, and I never get anything back in return? Yes, you can do your credit repair yourself. Yes, you know, you can take what tools and resources that have been put out there and use them and, you know, get yourself in a better position. But it's even better when you go back to the foundation, or the foundation that was laid for you to be able to accomplish what you have accomplished. And I'm hoping I'm making sense right now to my listeners out there. So even if it's just not, you know, myself, but any individual that comes into your life that supports you, educates you, take you by the hand, walk you through the process, show your appreciation. Okay, don't let their seed help them not eat. Who wants to go or be invited to an event, an elaborate event, a feast, where they invested the time, the money, the support into it, and they don't get a plate? They don't get to eat. Makes sense, right? Okay, so This message is all about, even when you're planting seeds in other people's lives and you're helping them and you're supporting them, you know, make sure, ask yourself the question, what good is my seed if I don't eat? And then you'll be able to determine if you should continue helping, continue supporting, continue giving advice, continuing giving out your knowledge and spending your time with individuals or even with a business. Okay, you just, you know, keep putting it into the business, but it just not doesn't seem to be growing. You know, you got to ask yourself, are you even planting on fertile ground? Are you even planting good seeds? Okay, so if you're looking for a harvest, and a ripe harvest at that, one that's going to be fulfilling, make sure that you are planting your seeds into fertile ground and that you're giving that knowledge and you're giving that support and that help away to an individual that at the end of the day is going to be appreciative. I just wanted to jump on and do this afternoon podcast while that was laid up on my heart and share it with somebody. Hopefully it will help someone out there today, and you guys make it a great Sunday. And until my next podcast, just make sure to look up, smile, and have a great day.